Kelly Stamps is a creator with over 712,000 subscribers. She makes vlogs and different videos, and she's grown her audience very big. I've seen her on different shows like Graham Stephan's podcast from a while ago. And recently, she's been opening up on her channel about how going viral wrecked her mental health and all these different things. But the interesting part is that Kelly hasn't been uploading as much on her main channel and actually started a secret second channel that she doesn't really promote. And it's a smaller channel, but I came across this video that I actually think completely ties into what we were just talking about with regards to the changing demographics that we're seeing in culture and in society. And this video is called Why is Everyone Christian All of a Sudden? Okay. And her thoughts are very, very interesting.
Good morning. Why is everybody turning to Jesus? I mean, it seems like every week, another big musician or actress or mega YouTube celebrity is turning to Jesus. And no, I did not just refer to myself as a YouTube mega celebrity. I am very aware of my status, thank you. Me and my spatula are internationally known, but I'm not referring to myself. I'm talking about people with millions of subscribers. Jijian, okay, big star, apparently decides to shut down his YouTube production because he wants to live for Christ from now on. He's basically telling his people that I don't feel fulfilled anymore. Why is that? Why is it that all of a sudden everybody is coming forward saying, you know, this is not the way anymore?
I appreciate Kelly for making this astute observation that, you know, sometimes when I'm reacting to YouTube stuff and keeping up with all this stuff, sometimes you miss it. Sometimes you miss it because I've watched Jijian's journey. Right, I've been keeping up with that. I've been seeing these things. I know there's other folks that are Christian that don't always talk about it and share it in their content. Ryan Trahan is another massive creator that I've been able to chop it up a little bit with behind the scenes. So there is a shift that's happened in terms of YouTubers, in terms of podcasters, in terms of all types of influential people. So it's a very good, astute observation on her part. And this is just her saying that, you know, this is a rant about this. And she goes on to share a story about having her own revelation of the love of God.
I have been struggling to make this video for over 2 hours now. This is really weird because I've never had an issue just getting on camera and talking. Here's the truth. The enemy will attack you at different levels. In reference to the content creators and celebrities and whatever type of artist you are, we have all been attacked spiritually. My throat could have literally been blocked just now. Yes, believe it or not, by the devil. Because when you realize that we live in a spiritual world, oh, this is great. I love when I start ranting because this is what I was trying to get out for you for like hours now. When you realize that we live in a spiritual world, everything makes sense. The enemy will attack you at the flesh, spiritually. There are different ways. People are not ready to receive the message. I have been attacked at the flesh.
She's getting at something here that's super interesting. And I love her perspective as a newer believer and the way she's articulating this, because we have had this happen today to us. We made a video today that we believe is very important. And we had like every single technical issue we could possibly have. I'm talking cameras not turning on, cameras not syncing, hard drives not syncing, not being able to get files transferred between computers, like so many different technical issues. And at this point, I think I'm just kind of numb to it. Like when we have something really important that we need to get out to you guys, I tell you what, man, every video that we want to get out to you guys is important. But when we got something really, really important, it just gets weird in terms of the amount of resistance we have in our day, right? But I really do relate to her in terms of the amount of opposition that sometimes you could face. And I guess at this point, I don't know if this sounds whack or not, but like I just kind of am numb to it. Like I know when there's something really needed to come out, there's going to be resistance there, right? Whether it's in my head, whether it's in the workflow, whether it's in the technology, whether it's in external forces, like all kinds of weird, crazy things happen today. But we pushed through and we persevered, right? Now, she goes on to say some really interesting things here. So let's keep watching.
Give you a good example. Bear with me. This is a real story. This just happened. I was in Austin, Texas recently, right? I'm walking around with my friends. Okay, Anne-Marie's there. Isaiah's there. And then Anne-Marie's friend is there as well. Hello, Oyen. And we're all walking around Austin on like South Lamar or South Congress, one of those streets, right? So we're going into this bookstore and we just had a long chat. Like, I mean, one of the friends in this group wanted me to explain, you know, why do the rest of us go to church? You know, why? What's the point of it? Okay. Good questions. I was answering all of them. And I said, you know, it's just when you feel God's love for you and you just surrender, he just takes care of the rest. That's it. Suddenly all your worries of the world are just gone. Worrying about finding the one, worried about how your business is going to go, worrying about money, all of these things will just fall into place if you just trust in him, but you have to be open to it. We had, I'm not kidding, like a 6 to 7 hour conversation about trusting his plan. Specifically, I talked about romance and I said how I believe my first boyfriend was sent to me for a reason as a stepping stone to learn from. And God is preparing me right now to be a wife.
I love this. I wouldn't refer to a person as a stepping stone, though. that came out weird. And I'm glad that she's being authentic, but that sounds kind of crazy. Like, he was a stepping stone.
In preparing for this next season. As I prepare for this next season in my life, again, how do you know that God is speaking to you? Because he gives you answers, and his answer is literally never wrong. I am fascinated right now, by the way, at how I'm just spitting this all out, because I've been trying to do this over and over and over again. And I just went into the corner of the room, and I was like, wait a second. Let me just say a quick little prayer. Maybe there's something blocking my throat. I said a little prayer. I was like, dear Heavenly Father, stop this evil from stopping me from getting out my message today to the internet. Now I'm talking, I'm rambling. So strange, okay? But it's not strange. That's literally called a spiritual attack. Or I just, you know, wasn't feeling confident 10 minutes ago. I don't know. But you will always know when God answers your prayer because he is always right. And you will make the wrong decision because that is what we do as humans. It is in our human nature to do the wrong thing and sin and ignore. Many are in the plans of a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails.
You know, the crazy thing about this, I didn't realize this before. Like, I watched this video and knew what I was going to tie it in. That was one of the verses I just read in the video that we put out today earlier. That I was like, yo, we spent a lot of time and it was like a lot of issues. That was one of the verses that glued the whole video together. So it's so trippy to hear her read that verse and me not even put all this together and forget that she read that verse. And then that was the verse that we hit. And they're not connected, but it is connected. That's funny.
You can do all these things, spell work, all these ways of manipulating. But the point is that God has a plan for each and every one of us. I was hanging out with new people who are in line with God's plan for me. He wants me to have a community. He wants you to have a community. God does not want you to be lonely. He doesn't. Amen. If you're lonely right now, that's because you can't find your people. Okay, you got to find your people. He will bring them to you. He will, but you have to try to find them yourself too. But anyway, I'm walking around with new friends and we literally just had like a 6 to 7 hour conversation, as I mentioned before, about trusting God's plan for you and just praying and praying, whatever. Anyway, we're about to go into a place called Half Price Books, okay? Ladies, sometimes, like I said in an old video, you have to adjust your type if you actually want to be successfully happy, married, in a relationship and all that.
Uh-oh. This is a word for some of y'all. Mm-hmm.
Because of the worldly energy I was putting out as a self-sufficient, unintentional boss babe, and I used to be about that bag, and I cared so much about success because that's what the world tells you to do. The world wants women to act like men. I got out of that cycle, physically left New York City as well. But the point is, when I was in New York City, being a boss babe on top of my game, getting all this money, getting that queen, I attracted men who liked that.
She going in right now.
Men who don't want to take care of women, and that's, you know, to each their own, but not me. I'm not going to go through Proverbs. You already know. Read Proverbs, read the book of the Bible. You understand what God wants out of a Christian woman. Because there's femininity, then there's Christian femininity. But anyway, the point is that I was attracting a certain type of guy. It's a guy who...
I was attracting progressive men who hate Christianity and make a point to mock it.
It's into the whole, like, 50-50 mindset. They are atheist for the most part.
Yep.
You know, they believe that just because you're a woman, you know, you shouldn't receive any sort of different treatment. Like, so what? You carry a baby for 9 months and... you're going to go back to work. I'm not paying more rent to cover you because you carried a child for 9 months. I'm not helping you despite your body changing a lot permanently. I'm not helping you, even though you're like being at home as a job and putting up with me, a man, as a job. Like, they don't believe in that because that's how they are, you know?
Avoid these men like the plague, unless you want to stay a boss babe and have to go back to work 8 weeks after you push out a human. If you want to go right back to work 8 weeks after you push out a human, then you know what? Date those kind of goobers. Date those kind of guys. They want to go 50-50 on everything. They don't open the doors. They don't, they want to make sure you stay working, right? They got to have their bro night all the time. Keep hanging out with those guys if that's what you want.
Again, to each their own. Guys like that, 50-50 dudes who see women as dudes, like, you're my pal, you're my buddy, they belong with that type of woman. But I didn't realize that I was acting like the type of woman, if that makes sense, because I was in, you don't deserve this fate if you live in a city. I'm just saying that if you're in a city, more likely than not, you know, a godly woman who's in her Bible and at church, she's not gonna be trying to like climb the corporate ladder necessarily.
She said, I've never had the desire to compete with a man at work or at home.
Different types of Christian women out there, but a woman who is by the book, like a conservative Christian at home, baby. The enemy sends distractions and counterfeits. What does that look like? Well,
this next part is spooky, okay? This is spooky. I got chills the first time I watched this video. Listen to what she says.
Walking around Austin with these friends, a man pops up out of nowhere. Like, he kind of followed us into the store, I think. I don't want to tell the whole story because it's kind of long. But basically, my old type followed me into the...
When I tried to be chill and date atheist doctors who come on to me. Yuck.
Darkness.
Bookstore. We think he followed me. And he starts talking to me. And he's exactly like everything a woman could want and more. You know, he's attractive, successful. And it's really funny. Just the way it happened.
Now, this is a bold claim she makes. And I was like, yeah, she kind of be an extra. She said, the devil wanted me to give up. And he would eventually convert me to witchcraft and all that. Keep listening. I was like, okay, she's being dramatic, right? She's a content creator. She's meaning witchcraft in a very loose sense. No, no, no.
The way it happened was like, I prayed out loud. And I said, God, send me a man who's please over 6 foot, 6 foot or taller. I'm like 5'11", you know, 6 foot, 6 foot. Don't play around. You can get specific in these prayers. 6 foot. I said, I like dark hair, tall, lanky, bearded, mustache. I want you to look like, you know, kind of like a good looking Sasquatch. I'm into that. The beanie and all that. I said, I have a certain type of man, right?
I think she just described like every tall hipster in New York City. I digress.
But he just can't be atheist. That's all I said. Can't mm-hmm. be atheist. Can't be into any of that dark stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or anything. I can't mm-hmm. make this up.
Come on.
We're in the bookstore. First of all, outside the bookstore, we see this man. I see his dog. I'm like, oh, hey, doggy. I like your dog. He's like, I like you. We're like, ugh. So we're all laughing about this cute encounter, okay? It could have stopped there. He was going in an entirely different direction, by the way. Entirely different direction. But for some reason, 10 minutes later, he pops up in the bookstore. So he definitely followed me in. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, whatever. He followed me in. Maybe he decided, oh, I want that girl's number. That's not evil, right? That's not the bad part. The part that's wild is that right after we just had, again, a million hour long conversation about everything I'm telling you guys right now, and I said that Satan will send you counterfeits when you start doubting yourself, when you start doubting, will I ever find a husband? Will I ever get my life together? He will send you distractions to make you give up. This man appears, we start talking, he hits it off with me. Everything's good and dandy. He's very attractive. By the way, he straight up told me, like in the most subtle way, that he has a lot of money. He's letting me know I can take care of you. I'm like, everything you could want. Then I can't make this up. Guys, I can't make this up. This is what I mean by God is real. This is the devil trying to tempt me. He goes, what type of books are you looking for? And I said, oh, I'm looking at thrillers. I kind of like thrillers lately because it's better than TV. He goes, oh yeah, I feel that. I don't really like watch too much TV anymore. I said, what about you? He goes, he looks me dead in the eye. This is the scary part. You guys, I got chills for the whole day after this. He looks at me in the eye and his whole like cheery attitude changes. He goes, I'm looking for occult books.
Darkness.
I'm looking for more occult books?
And he held it like that for that long. I have had to slowly distance myself from people who do this because it scares the crap out of me. I've seen what it does to people if you go down too deep. I'm gonna leave it right there. So anyway, obviously a Christian woman and a man casting spells do not belong together. It's the fact that I actually told him, oh, well, maybe you should try Facebook Marketplace. I wouldn't know where to find that because I actually choose to read the Bible instead. He goes, huh, well, have you ever tried? This man in the bookstore at Half Price Books is just
darkness.
Low-key to scare me out of wanting to move to Austin. Apparently, it's like San Francisco, anti-religious vibes. Dallas people constantly bash it. Yeah, I mean, they call Austin like the Southern California of Texas. And then people are like, don't bring your politics here, right? So, yeah, the LA of Texas, the San Francisco of Texas. Austin's definitely kind of gone that way, unfortunately. I still like Austin. I think there's some really cool parts and some real cool people. But this is spooky, man.
Just trying to tempt me all of a sudden now into a cult. And he's about to plead his case and try to tell me why it's not bad. I'm like, oh, here mm-hmm. we go. This is how it works. Right when you start mm-hmm. getting, this is a real story, guys. Right when you start getting comfortable. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm like out of the shot right now. Right when you start getting comfortable, Satan will send you something to distract you. I am comfortable in waiting for the right man for me because mm-hmm. that is in God's plan. Mm-hmm. He who finds his wife, not she who goes into a bookstore looking for a man who practices witchcraft. More importantly, like I said, none of this fickle stuff matters. If I cared about having anybody, just anybody, if I was desperate, I would have let that man talk to me.
Uh-huh.
If I was desperate, come I would on. Hang on to these lifelong friendships with people come who on. Are, in my opinion, tempting me into sin. I Message. Have always been very supportive of other people's issues and stuff they got going on, but I had to make some strong reassessments after the new year. Who needs to stay in it? Who needs to be out of it? Who needs to be downgraded? It is very simple. Jesus loves each and every one of us.
Come on.
But you have to be ready to receive the love. A lot of us have a block up because we've been hurt. Maybe it's by the church. I've been hurt a million times. Maybe it's by other people. Maybe it's someone in your life who actually hurt you. Maybe it's just understanding that this world is sick and twisted and unfair. Why would God allow famine? Why would God allow war, earthquakes? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't have the answer for that. If you simply trust that there is a plan for you, mm-hmm. everything just becomes easy.
And Jesus said that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Shout out to Kelly Stamps, man. We see according to the Bible that prayer is extremely important in terms of us being transformed from the inside out when we get aligned with God's will. For the Christians watching this channel, I want you guys to implement these spiritual disciplines in your day-to-day life. And the only way I've been able to do this consistently is through writing down my prayers in a prayer journal that does a few things. One, it allows me to reflect and come to God humbly and ask Him to move on my behalf. And two, it allows me to document my prayers, which ultimately helped me remember the very things that I was praying for and see the hand of God tangibly in my life when He answers them. So I would urge you, consider writing down your prayers. It could be in a blank notebook. It could even be on your phone. Or you could check out the one I personally designed and used for my own quiet time and spiritual discipline that I think will be a huge blessing. It's the exact structure and system that I've used for years to pray and be more consistent in my spiritual disciplines. You can pick yours up today by clicking the link in the pinned comment below. All right, I'll see you over there. Peace.